Hello there, welcome back to the podcast. Today we are doing part two of the He Empowered Jesus. If you listened previously to session three, day one, I did a part one there. And so today we are diving into part two. So the title of this little section is Power for Ministry. And let's just jump right on in to the book of Luke. Chapter 4, verses 14 through 21. Then Jesus returned to Galilee, filled with the Holy Spirit's power. Reports about him spread quickly through the whole region. He taught regularly in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to the village of Nazareth, his boyhood home, he went as usual to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read the scriptures. The scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant, and sat down. All eyes in the synagogue looked at him intently. Then he began to speak to them. The scripture you've just heard has been fulfilled this very day. Okay, this is a really powerful point of scripture where Jesus reads a passage from Isaiah and is like, okay, today this scripture has been fulfilled. And if you look in verse 14, the very first verse that I read, it says, then Jesus returned to Galilee, filled with the Holy Spirit's power. Jesus, in the power of the Spirit, had the courage to stand before the violent opposition and proclaim himself as the Son of God who would bring salvation. So then she lists a bunch of scriptures in the New Testament where Jesus performed miracles. And I'm not going to read those because there's a lot, but you can look through the New Testament and see all of the miracles of Jesus. They're really amazing. But I'm just going to continue here. Jesus is God, and even during his time on earth, he had the full power of his Spirit in him. When he left, he sent that same Spirit to live in and operate through us. But Jesus is still in the business of performing miracles, and that includes miracles in our kids' lives. Goodness. Did I need to be reminded of that today? Because we could use some wonder-working power under our roof right now. Jesus is still in the business of doing good and healing the oppressed and sick. So where do you need a miracle right now under your roof? I think we all can say that we need some kind of miracle in our home or in our family. And God is still a miracle-working God, you know. Just cry out to God for help. He's waiting. So sometimes we can be afraid to ask God for a miracle because we don't want to be left disappointed. But I believe God's invitation to us today is to know his wonder-working power in a fresh way. Let's go boldly before the throne of God. We can adopt the same posture Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. I know you can. I pray you would. Your will be done. Power over death. Not only do we see the power of Jesus' Spirit during his earthly life, but also in his death. So I'm going to read just a couple verses. This one's Hebrews 9:14. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? 1 Peter 3:18 says, for Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. In Romans 1:4, and was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. So how does this empower my parenting? If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who dwells in you. Romans 8:11. I really had to like meditate on that verse for a little while because it says, "He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who dwells in you." So mortal bodies is like why we are still on earth, why we are still here and now. And, you know, following Jesus is not just about going to live with him in heaven later. It's about having life while we are on earth, an abundant life, a life filled with joy and peace and happiness, like, you know, the happiness that comes from God, not the happiness that the world wants you to seek. And so I just really kind of had to, you know, meditate on this verse, you know, what that really meant to give life to our mortal bodies. And I also think that really means to heal us physically also, and to heal us mentally and emotionally. Like, it's all of it. So she says, "We've said it already, but it's worth saying again. The same Spirit of Jesus dwells in you right here, right now. He lives in you. He will give life to your mortal body, but he will also breathe life into the weary and tired places on the daily. Let him do it." So that is the end of part two. So that was just really short, but I felt like I needed to kind of break that up a little bit because part one was getting really long. So I'm just going to say a prayer over us today. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you that you empower Jesus, Lord God, and that same Spirit that you used to empower Jesus and to raise him from the dead, that same Spirit is in us who believe, Lord. Help us to take on the full identity of Christ, Lord. Help us to be full of your Spirit and to walk in the authority and the power that we are called to, Lord God. God, I just pray that you would do a mighty work in us. Change us to look more like Christ every day. Help us to parent in the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, thanks for listening in. Stay tuned for more of the Never Alone Bible Study. Thanks for listening to the Raising Tiny Disciples podcast. Keep tuning in each week to get encouragement to confidently disciple your kids in everyday life.